This Bitcoin pump continues relentlessly. And if you look at the charts, we're at almost at 68,000 and we've broken through some really, really, really key levels in the charts. And the reality is that when I look at these key levels in the charts being broken, I look at how this cycle is supposed to be played out. And this is not a normal cycle. In fact, if you look at any other cycle, the real pump in the bull market is only supposed to come after the halving, which is the blue lines over here. You can see in every other previous cycle, the pump has always come after the halving. In this cycle, things seem to be different. We seem to have broken the key levels on the charts before the halving. In fact, not only before the halving, but way before the halving. Here we are, 37 days away from the halving, and already we've broken these key levels and the acceleration seems to be going one way, which is up only. Now, the reality is that when you look at the charts, a lot of people have come up with a theory that this cycle may be a different cycle. And they've called it a left translated cycle. What they mean by the left translated cycle is that instead of the pump happening after the halving, this time the ETF approval has actually pushed the pump much earlier in the cycle. So generally, we would break this level after the halving, and that is when the acceleration would happen. This time, we seem to have broken it before. And so people are saying that the ETF approval actually replaced the halving as a catalyst for the pump. So what does this mean? Well, it could mean that this time the cycle is going to be way shorter and possibly way more accelerated. And if you look at a normal crypto bull market, well, you can see that when we get to the aggressive part of the cycle, that part of the cycle is actually pretty short anyway. Like if you look at the 2017 cycle and you take it from more or less where we are today on the charts, right up to the 2017 top, and I'm looking at a weekly chart here, it's a total of 30 weeks, which means that if this cycle plays out anything like any of the previous cycles, we could be just 30 weeks away from the blow-off top. Let's go back to the 2021 cycle, the last bull market, and let's measure from about here to the first top, 23 weeks. So in the two previous cycles, when we've broken this level on the charts, we've had a very, very, very short period of time to make life-changing money. Now, here's the catch. If we're in a left-translated cycle, and the aggressive part of the cycle may be coming sooner than we think, and it's always a short cycle, it could mean that if we're in crypto now, and we want to make life-changing money in crypto, we may have less than 30 weeks to make life-changing money. Now, I don't know about you, but 30 weeks doesn't sound like a very long period of time. And what if the theory is right and the cycle has moved slightly to the left? That could mean that we have less than 30 weeks. Now, I don't know how you feel about the next crypto cycle, but I feel that the next crypto cycle isn't going to be as exciting as the previous cycles. And the reason why I say that is because if you go back to the history of bull markets in crypto and Bitcoin, what you'll notice is that every cycle brings with it lower returns, or what they call diminishing returns. If I look at the first crypto bull market and I take it from the bottom and I go all the way up the top, that cycle yielded 51,000% returns from bottom to top. Fast forward to the next cycle, and you can see that if I take from the bottom to the top, it only yielded 13,000%. Go to the last cycle, go from bottom to top, and what you'll realize is that it was about a 1,700% return, a 1,650% return. That's called diminishing marginal returns. And what it means is that every cycle will bring with it lower returns. And as the regulators get their filthy hands into our crypto industry, we can expect that the next cycle just isn't going to be as much fun as the current cycle. So what's the bottom line here? The bottom line here is that if you want to make life-changing money in crypto, this may be your last chance. The next 30 weeks, 40 weeks, let's say maximum 1 year, the next 365 days, may be the most important 365 days of your lives. Pretty much everything else can wait for the next 365 days, because if you're fully focused for the next 365 days, if you have a plan, if you can execute on that plan, you may be able to make generational wealth. And that is the kind of wealth that will look after or change the trajectory of your entire generation inside your family. But the truth is that if that sounds good to you, and if you really want to do that, you need to have three things. You need to have full focus. You need to push everything else aside to make sure that you maximize the time and effort and energy and focus that you spend on the crypto markets in the next 365 days. As I said before, everything else can wait for the next 365 days. Your friends, your family, even your fiance can wait 365 days until the wedding. Trust me, because the amount of money that you're going to make in the next 365 days, if you're focused, may change the wealth of your entire generation. The next thing that you have to have is you have to have a plan. You have to be fully focused. You have to have a plan and you have to have the right tools. When it comes to focus, we're going to be here and we're going to be helping you with focus. We've got two channels. We've got Crypto Banter. Crypto Banter brings you live shows every single day. We've got Crypto Banter Plus. Subscribe to both of our channels and we'll do our very best to help you stay focused while we stay focused. Then you need to have a plan. When it comes to a plan, we've shown you many, many, many plans. We've showed you how to build portfolios. We showed you all the narratives that we think are going to be good narratives. We've shown you how to allocate your portfolio breakdowns. We've showed you how to choose one token in each of the top narratives in crypto. We're also going to show you how to exit. I mean, as this tweet over here says, it says, highly suggest planning your exit strategy because marking take profit levels before euphoria kicks in. It's much harder to be objective when price goes parabolic. Your goalpost will start to shift. I made that mistake in past cycles and it's not fun. The reality is that I also made that mistake in past cycles. And what I realized was that the most important thing about a cycle is not how much money you make, but it's how much money you'll end up keeping. I saw a lot of people who made a lot of money in crypto in the past cycles. As the crypto wave went up, these guys made bombs and bombs and bombs of cash. And to be honest, I did that myself. Problem is that when the crypto market went down and crashed, we landed up giving back all our winnings. The truth is that the winner is not the person that makes the most money. The winner is the person that lands up keeping the most money. And if you want to keep the most money, you need to have a plan, not only on the tokens that you're going to buy, but also on when and how you're going to exit your tokens. You may want to even consider a time-based approach as opposed to a price-based approach, where you say to yourself, come hell or high water, regardless of the price, I'm going to start exiting my portfolio in 100 days, and then again in 200 days, and then again in 300 days, regardless of the price. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to spend a lot of time with you, and what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at how to exit and keep our profits in the bull market. That's one of the things we're going to spend a lot of time on. The last part of what you need, once you got the focus and once you got the plan, is you need the tools. You cannot arrive at this battle without the armor, without the tools. You won't be able to achieve what you need to achieve. And when it comes to tools, you need a whole array of tools under your belt if you're going to make life-changing money. For one, you need to have exchange accounts. You need to have accounts at centralized exchanges, decentralized exchanges, on-ramps, off-ramps, the whole lot. We've got a couple of partner exchanges. We've got Bybit as a partner exchange. We've got BitGet as a partner exchange, and we've got a decentralized exchange if you want to trade decentralized perpetuals. If you want to sign up to any of those accounts, go to the description of this video and sign up with any of those accounts. If you do, you can win great prizes. You can win an Apple Vision Pro and a whole lot of other things. Also, we are loading up a new account that hasn't traded on BitGet, and we're going to be using this account to try and grow this account to meet this account. This account here started with $50,000, and today this account has got almost $4 million. In fact, maybe before by the end of the stream, this account will have $4 million. Now we're trying to do it again, and we're trying to do it again on BitGet. If you want to join the journey, sign up with BitGet, deposit money. And of course, if you can't deposit money on BitGet, just go to Evo, trade on Evo. It's a decentralized exchange. There's no KYC, and you can pretty much use it in every country. Another tool which you need is you need a VPN. And the reason why you need a VPN is because as you become more of a crypto expert, you're going to make more money. And when you make more money, hackers, governments, and all these nasty people are going to be after your crypto. If you're not surfing anonymously, you're exposing your IP address. As you can see, my IP address is completely exposed here. This means that every DeFi application, every exchange knows exactly who I am and where I'm surfing from. But if you've got a VPN, you can mask that. And so I always say, if you're going to be in crypto, you better have a VPN. Otherwise, you may make a lot of money, but you may lose it in one file swoop to government seizure or maybe even to a hack. The last tool that I want to show you is probably the most important tool that I've got in my armor in this bull market. Now, the truth is it's a tool that we created. And when we created the tool, we had no idea how powerful this tool would actually be. In fact, it's only when we started using it and making real life-changing money using this tool that we realized how powerful this tool actually is. And as we landed up making all of this money, we ended up reinvesting the money in the tool to make this tool better, to make the tool more enhanced. So what is this tool? Well, this tool is Banter Bubbles. It's this website over here. So what is Banter Bubbles? Well, it's a website and, of course, it's an app. And what this tool is designed to do is it's designed to give you a very, very, very quick view of what the market is doing. The green bubbles show the tokens that are going up. The red bubbles show the tokens that are going up, going down. And the size of the bubble shows you the magnitude of the move. This tool was designed so that in a very quick environment, you could understand which tokens were going up and which tokens were going down. So often when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, I look at the bubbles and I can see exactly which tokens are going up and which ones are going down. Or if I'm sitting at a restaurant and I don't want my wife to know what I'm doing, I quickly look at the bubbles, I know exactly which tokens are going up and which tokens are going down. But when we built that tool, we realized that just seeing which bubbles or which tokens are going up and which tokens are going down isn't enough. We needed to know why they were going up or down. The logic was that you'd be able to log on, you'd be able to quickly see which tokens are going up and which tokens are going down. And if you wanted more information, all you had to do was just click on the bubble and find out why the token's going up and going down. So let's take, for example, this token over here. It's Dog with Hat. It's the craziest meme coin that there's ever been. I wake up in the morning. I see that it's gone up 30%. I click on the bubble and I go and meet the community who are having live and vibrant chats in the bubble about why this token has gone up or why this token has gone down. And the power of that is that not only can I quickly see which tokens are going up and which tokens are going down, but I can also understand why they're going up or down. If you don't know what the token is, there's a description what the token is about. There's a price performance chart. And if you want to trade the tokens, there's a list of our partner exchanges that you can trade the tokens almost from the Bubbles app. You can also filter your tokens to just look at certain tokens. Click on the filter button over here, select the category that you're viewing. In this case, I want to view GameFi and I want to see the daily chart of GameFi. And now what you can see is I'm literally looking at all the GameFi tokens on the daily chart. You can also toggle to lower time frames and higher time frames. So if you want to see, for example, the top 100 tokens on the 1 hour chart, you can toggle to here. If you want to see the results on the weekly chart, you can press this button over here. And if you want to see them on the monthly or the yearly, you can just click here. Using the yearly view gives you a good indication of which tokens have done the best performance over the last 12 months. Now, you can also create watch lists. And you can do that by going over here, clicking on watch lists, creating a new watch list. So let's call it Runs Tutorial. Runs Tutorial. And now let me add the tokens that I'm interested in. Bitcoin, Ethereum. I don't really want BNB. I want Solana. I want Rune. I want Woof. Must have a dog with a hat. And I want Doge. I've now created a watch list. And I'm going to add those tokens. That is my watch list. And if I want to view my watch list, all I go is I go to here. And instead of looking at the top 100, I can just now go to Runs Tutorial and I can see my specific watch list, which follows me wherever I go. So those are just some of the functionalities that you can do with Banter Bubbles. Let me show you a few other tricks. Sometimes you want to know whether the token has performed well relative to Bitcoin or Ethereum. Because when you're looking at the tokens here, you're looking at them relative to the US dollar. But what happens if I want to know how the token is performing relative to Bitcoin or say to any other currency? Well, I go here, I go to settings and I select the currency. By selecting Bitcoin, I'm now looking at the performance of the tokens relative to Bitcoin. And that could paint an entirely different picture. You can see on the annual bubble, when we look at it relative to Bitcoin, most of the tokens are actually red, which means that Bitcoin's outperformed them. If we look at it against USD, most of the tokens are actually green because we're looking at it against the US dollars. That becomes a very powerful tool to know whether you've outperformed Bitcoin or whether you haven't outperformed Bitcoin. So that's the tool that we created, but we weren't happy. We wanted to give you guys much, much, much more alpha. And we thought, how can we bring you the highest alpha in the entire industry? And then we had a brainwave. And we said, what happens if we take our entire research team and bring them to you in the palm of your hand or on your desktop? And so we took our entire newsroom, the Banter newsroom, where we have 40 researchers doing research every minute of the day. And we put the newsroom, our internal newsroom, into the Banter bubbles. What you're looking at here is you're looking at our 40 researchers dropping every single bit of investment information that we're looking at, every single token that we're looking at, and bantering amongst each other right here on your desktop or in the palm of your hand. And typically what I like doing is I like watching the newsroom and the bubbles on a very, very, very short time frame. So I'm kind of watching the news scroll and I'm watching the effect that that scrolling news has on the bubbles. That's one of the most powerful tools that I have in crypto. You can literally see 40 of the smartest researchers dropping alpha every single minute of the day. And you can see the effect that that alpha is actually having on the bubbles. Now, if you're looking at it on a small time frame, you may actually even be quick enough to make the decisions. Yesterday, I saw a tweet that was dropped here about Solana finding a buyer for the overhang of tokens. I immediately took the trade, and that trade is about almost $1 million up in profit. You can have access to exactly the same information in the palm of your hand. But that's not the most powerful part of Banter Bubbles. I'm now going to teach you a little trick. I'm going to show you how I use Banter Bubbles to make huge money. And in fact, this trick that I'm about to show you has made me more money than any other tool that I've used in crypto. So here goes, let me show you how it works. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you look at the bubbles, and the bubbles look green. And you're watching the newsroom and you're not sure whether the tokens are having or the news is having an impact on the tokens. So what do you do? Well, what you do is you go to the lower time frames. You go to the 1 hour time frame. And if you see a token breaking out on the 1 hour, then you want to go and confirm whether the breakout is real or if it's worth trading. So let me give you an example. We've seen that there are a couple of breakouts happening on the charts right now. We've got WIF, Floki, SHIB, all breaking out on the 1 hour time frame. What we want to know is whether this is the beginning of a much higher breakout. So we look at it over here where you can see all your tokens. You can see that, let's say, SHIB has broken out. And then we go to TradingView and we get the SHIB chart. We go to the 1 hour chart because we're looking at it on a 1 hour time frame. And we start drawing trend lines to see if there's a breakout. Now, in this case, what we can see is that this is actually not a breakout. It's just a continuation of the pattern. So you saw we had a huge pump. We want to know if it's the beginning of a breakout or a continuation. In this case, we consider it's a continuation. This is not a trade. Now let's look at some of the other breakouts. Let's look at OKB. So OKB, you go to OKB on the 1 hour time frame. On the 1 hour time frame, and you're looking for a breakout. You can see that this is not a breakout. This is actually a continuation of a pattern. But what you're looking at is you're looking for the tokens that break out the quickest to see if you can trade them the quickest. Let's do one more. Let's see if we can go to Doge. You see Doge has just broken out. Is this a breakout or is this a continuation? Let's go to Doge USDT. And let's draw our trend line over here. And you can see that this is actually not a breakout. It's actually a continuation of an upward trend. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to go down to the lowest time frame that you can. And for those of you who are real degen, you can actually even go down to a 3 minutes. You can go to filter and you can go down to a 5 minute chart and you can start seeing the breakouts on a 5 minute time frame. Once you've seen the breakout, you go to the chart and you see if it's actually a breakout through the trend line or whether it's a continuation. If it's a breakout through the trend line, because you got the information first, you will be able to trade on it first and you'll be able to make life-changing money. And I can tell you that using that tool, I've made more money than any other tool that I've used in crypto. Because if you can watch the news, you can identify the breakouts on a short time level, and then you can go to the charts and confirm that indeed it's a real breakout, there's no more powerful tool in crypto. There's no other tool that shows you all the potential breakouts all in one place. And if you're a real degen and you want to go further than the top 100 tokens, just click here and go to the top 200, 300, 400, 500, and all the way up to 1,000. And listen, if that wasn't enough, and you still don't think that you're going to make life-changing money using Banter Bubbles, we've even given you a chance to win a full Bitcoin. And it's not a joke. All you need to do is click on the Win a Bitcoin competition. And if you've opened up an exchange account with any one of the Crypto Banter links, you can win a full Bitcoin. All you need to do is predict the price of Bitcoin on the 15th of May. And if you're the closest to the price of Bitcoin on the 15th of May, you get to win the full Bitcoin. So if you want to make life-changing money in this bull market, you need to do three things. You need to have fully focused. You need to have a plan and you need to have a tool. I've told you we're going to help you with a focus. I've showed you the plans. I've given you watch list after watch list after watch list, and we will continue to do so on all of our channels to help you through the bull market. And then I've showed you the most important tools that you need to have. The tool for me that's the most important is Banter Bubbles. It's a completely free app. It is, you can get it on your desktop, you can get it on your mobile phone. It's completely free, and it's the most powerful tool you'll ever use in crypto. Use it for the next 365 days, and let me know in the comments what your experience is like. I'm Crypto Man Run. I'll see you guys in 365 days, because I'm going to be focused. Until then, let's trade well, my friends.